Okay. And what I am going to do is I'm going to put everybody on mute so that we don't get a lot of background noise. But at the end of the meditation, I will unmute you. So if you have anything you want to say or share or ask, you know, we will have that opportunity. So does anybody have any questions or anything you'd like to ask before I mute everybody? Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay, well, I'd like to welcome you to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'm going to be your hostess today. I'm an animal communicator and author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and also a contributing author to the new book, Dolphins and Whales Forever. First, I'd like to thank Linda Shea and David Rosenthal of Dolphin Heart World for donating the use of these phone lines so that we can hold this monthly event. And I'd also like to thank David and Ann Gordon de Barragon of Whale Watching Panama for putting together our website. Yay, we have a website, globalwaterhealing.org. And I want to remind you that we post the recordings of these meditations, so you can go to the website anytime you want and do a water healing meditation on your own. So I really want to thank David and Linda and Anne for all your efforts for making this thing come together. So this water healing meditation gathering happens each first Friday of the month at noon, and it's an opportunity just to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of this planet. And I will be bringing in different facilitators each month, and it's just really great to have so many people here participating. And anything you all can do about spreading the word would really, really be appreciated. My whale friend Granny has said that it's going to take millions of people focusing on this issue for big change to happen. So we do have a ways to go with getting millions of people. So I'm excited today to introduce our facilitator. It's my good friend, Carol Wentz Randaci. And Carol lives and works here in Sarasota. She's a board-certified, licensed acupuncturist, a doctor of oriental medicine, a naturopathic physician, an herbalist, and an energy practitioner. And, you know, Carol actually began her career as a horticulturist, using the laws of nature to show how to support health and create wellness. And then along with her training in oriental medicine and energy transmission, she trained with a lot of great healers from the Amish community, from herbalists, flower essence and essential oil practitioners, homeopaths, sound healing, qigong, and other energy therapies. But the most important in Carol's life has been His Holiness Ram Chandra Babaji, who trained her in the art of Raja Yoga, Pranahuti transmission. You know, Carol is also a very active member of the Sarasota Women's Meditation Group that I attend. We have this meditation twice a month. And I'm just thrilled to say that we have from 30 to 80 women at these gatherings. And Carol has been facilitating all the summer meditations that she's been holding this summer at the beach on the Gulf of Mexico. And she's dedicated all the summer meditations to healing the waters. So it's been really fantastic to have the women down on the beach right there. She's also going to be leading a water blessing on the equinox later this month, and people are bringing water from around the world, blessed waters, and they're going to be using that in the ceremony and charging all this water and then putting it right there out into the Gulf. So it's going to be a really, really wonderful ceremony. So I want to thank Carol for being here today, and I'm really excited, Carol, to see what you've prepared for us. Are you here, Carol? Oh, my goodness. She was here just a minute ago. I think maybe she lost the line, and she's going to call back in. So we'll just hang on for a second here and see what... Carol, are you here?
Mary, do you have everybody muted?
I do. Maybe I should. Well,
I should try unmuting and see if possibly she.
Wait a minute.
Accidentally.
Is that Carol? Okay, hold on. Carol, are you here? Hello, Carol?
Mary, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I could hear you the whole time before when I started talking. I guess I was muted as well.
Okay, that's okay. Odd. Hang on
okay.
Just a minute. I'm going to try muting everybody else again and see. Hold on. Okay,
should
Carol,
Carol
are you
say
there?
Something?
You know what? Okay.
Carol, press *6 to unmute yourself.
Thank you, David.
There. Now can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. *6. That's the trick.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, Carol.
So,
take it away.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. And Mary, I want to thank you for all the work that you've done to create this sacred space. I really appreciate it. That we can come together to expand our consciousness in this way. It's just fantastic. And thank you to everybody else, David and Linda, and everybody else involved with creating this space. So I just really wanted you to know that I really do feel honored to be with all of you today, and I hope you're ready for a magic carpet ride into communicating and transmitting with water. So when I first began working on water healing projects, I asked myself just why it was that people around the world began to concentrate on praying and healing of the global waters. So, you know, I realized that at first, so many, of course, there's so many reasons. You know, we're 70% water, the planet's 70% water, and so the health of the water is completely woven into our own health. I also realized and began to hear and feel the request of the water creatures that was telling us that the way we were acting upon the world and their water was their home and their environment, and we weren't doing them any favors. And, of course, I deeply felt how wrong that was. I also found out that more than half of the world's hospital beds are currently occupied by people struggling with illnesses linked to contaminated water. So those two facts alone were enough for me to know that I needed to participate in blessing and praying over our global water. So, you know, we've really only now come to discover what the ancient holy people knew for eons, and that is that water has memory and can be easily imprinted by the vibration of our prayers. That it really does explain why the ancient ones always told us to do as they did, and they always blessed their water and blessed their meals before they took it into their body so that they were receiving that blessing with the intake of their meals and their water. And they realized it was because that water can capture our thoughts and change our vibrations, which changes our physical world. And the health of our water really does reflect the love and the consciousness of the world itself. So we also have discovered that everything is some combination of energetic vibration. Everything in the world is some combination of energetic vibrations. So today we're going to imprint water through the vibration of thought and intention. and we're going to use our minds and our hearts to do this work. Your heart is the seat of your soul and the seat of your mind. And so the doorway that we will use today during our meditation is your heart and your mind. Our vibration of love will be emanating from our hearts, and we will be able to transmit that into water. And the reason we will begin with centering and awakening our own consciousness and core spirit is because by expanding and erasing our own consciousness, we'll be able to connect to and restructure our own internal water. And by raising the vibration of our own internal water, we'll be able to carry clarified vibration into the external water that we're going to be working with today. By doing this work, we'll raise our own vibration, which in turn will raise the vibration of the planet, which in turn raises our own vibration, which in turn raises the vibration of the planet. And this cycle will go on and on, increasing exponentially, so that even if we can get at least 1 million people to participate, the exponential work just far outreaches even just the people that are participating. So during this meditation, we'll also be using our feelings as the avenue of communication with the universe. In the way that I work energetically, feelings are different than emotions. And the way I'm defining that today is that emotions are reactions and feelings are our ability to interpret and receive messages from the creative powers of the universe. So during this meditation, when you're asked to feel something, simply make the thought that you are feeling it. You don't have to get into analyzing your feelings or deciding whether you can feel it or not or questioning yourself. Don't bother with any of that. Just make the thought that you're feeling it. And simply making that thought that you're feeling it means that your higher self and your body will respond to that and create it. It's really that simple. So, as we journey into non-ordinary reality, all you have to do is to follow my suggestions. We are going to begin the journey into the vibration of water to offer prayers of love, prayers of peace, and prayers of harmony, gratitude, kindness, and to send our very best wishes to the healing of the water, both within us and outside of us. There's three parts of this meditation today. The first part, I'm going to create the secret, safe healing space to do the work. The second part, we're going to create health and illumination in our own internal system. And then the third part, we're going to physically unite with the external waters of the world to transmit that vibration of love and healing. So I'm going to begin the meditation with the phrase, please begin, and I will end the meditation with the phrase, that's all, just so you'll know how to follow along. All right, so here we go. So please begin. So as we begin, just go ahead and close your eyes. Find a comfortable position for your body so that you don't have to pay any attention to it. Center your thoughts on your breath for a moment. As you breathe in, you breathe, pull that breath way down into your lower abdomen, to the area around your belly button. We in the Orient call this the Dantian area of the body. It's the seat of where we hold the incarnation for of the life that we're living right now. So breathe deep into that Dantian area. Just take your time. Allow yourself to relax into that. As you breathe in, just open into that cosmic chi. Pull it into your Dantian. And as you exhale, you're releasing everything you are holding in your body that no longer serves you. You're releasing everything that no longer is taking you into your highest and greatest good. You're going to breathe in that cosmic chi, and you're going to release everything else that no longer serves you. And by doing that process, it's going to give you a state of relaxation. We share in the global consciousness today to envision the fulfillment of humanity's highest potential. We will now create and hold sacred space to do this work in today. To create the sacred space for the work of healing the global waters, both inside and outside, we utilize the light of the divine realm to illuminate the chakras, to illuminate the pathways of the yatra, which is the journey of the soul, to illuminate the vessels of the meridian system, and to illuminate all the energetic rivers of love and light that run through our physical and non-physical body. So next I'm going to ask you to take three slow breaths, breathing way down into your dantian, and feel that connection to your higher self, your personal guides, the light beings in charge of our atmosphere and our physical world, and the spirits of all water and all water creatures. One breath, nice and slow. The second breath, nice and slow. And now the third breath. During this work today, we ask for clarity and communication during this session. Thank you. We ask for clarity and vision. Thank you. And we ask for clarity and assistance in removing obstacles and replacing them with divine healing grace. Perfect. Thank you. So now we are existing with this work today in a sacred, safe, healing space. So next, we're going to create the illumination of our own internal water. I'm going to ask you to imagine a column of light entering through the top of your head from way above. This column of light is connected to the sun and way beyond. In your mind's eye, watch this column of light slowly move down into your entire body. It begins to enter at the top of your head, and then it moves into the rest of your head, and now into your face, down into your neck, both front and back and sides. It's moving into your shoulders, and then into your arms. Simultaneously, it's moving into your chest, the front of your chest, the back of your chest, the sides of your chest. It's moving now into your abdomen, all the way around, all the way through the inside and the outside. It's moving now down into your pelvic region. Now it moves down into your thighs. You can feel it go down into your knees, the calves of your legs, down into your ankles, and into your feet. Now from your feet, it's going to move down into the earth, where it's going to connect with your very own earth chakra. In my work, I recognize that each of us have our own earth chakra that we are connected to. And so today, we're going to make sure that our connections are nice and clear and tight into our own earth chakra. Perfect. Okay, we're all nicely connected. And from your earth chakra, your Mother Earth sends this healing energy back up through your system, following the same pathway as when the cosmic chi made its way down through your system. So we're going to begin at the feet. Then it's going to move up into your ankles. It's moving up into your calves. You can feel it going into your knees. And now into your thighs, up into your hips, now into your pelvic region, into your abdomen. And you can now feel it move into your chest. It radiates through your chest all the way around, in your arms, and into your shoulders. It's now back up into your neck and your face, now into your head, into the crown chakra at the top of your head. And now that column of light moves back up into the cosmos, into the sun, and beyond. The energetic pathway of love and light that makes up your physical body allows this cosmic healing grace to surge up and down your energetic pathways that we just named, all the way through your body. It's clearing your system of any blockages. It's clearing your water system of any contamination or debris, any feelings, any emotions that you're holding on to that knot up and cause discomfort in any way, mental, physical, anyway. You're now immersed in this cleansing vibration process, and it's pulsing up and down your vertical channel, and it's pulsing from side to side and front to back through your horizontal channel. In the East, they always say that the human being is the manifestation of heaven and earth. And the manifestation of heaven and earth are where these vertical and horizontal pathways cross, which is everywhere. And therefore, everything is the manifestation of heaven and earth. So please now just take that moment to feel that wonderful surging of this cleansing energy pulsing through your body. Allow yourself to feel it. Merge into it. Become one with that. As you merge into it, the body of your water is being the water of your body is being clarified. It's being cleansed. It's being restructured. Now you can make the thought that you feel the water of your body is now illuminated. Give yourself a moment to really feel that pulsation, feel that cleansing that's happening. Merge into that illumination. Allow your body mentally, physically, non-physically, allow it to become one with that pulsating illumination energy. Because now we're going to carry that vibration of this internal illuminated water to the external bodies of the water of this world. So let's begin. I'd like you to imagine that you are at the ocean or a lake or a river, any body of water that you choose. Put yourself there. Imagine that you are standing at the shore of whatever body of water you chose to be by. Put yourself there and smell the water. You can hear the movement of the water. You can feel the air over the water brushing across your body. You can hear the life forms that live around that water, the birds, the insects, or maybe fish in the water that you can hear jump. There may be other water creatures that live by, beavers, whatever it is. Hear those sounds of what the living waters sound like. Feel that vibration. Smell the air that's permeated with that water that you're standing next to. And as you're standing at the shore of the water, I'd like you to bend over and scoop a handful of water up. Hold this water in your two hands out in front of you and focus your heart and your mind on that water in your hands. as your heart and your mind focuses on that water, you can start to feel the natural vibration of the water in your hands. You can feel this ball of water start to vibrate in your hands. And as it vibrates, you can start to feel that vibration move into your hand. So it's not just the water that's vibrating. That vibration is moving into your body, into your non-physical and physical body. And now it begins to slowly move up into your arms. Inside your arms and outside your arms, all sides of your arms, you can start to feel this vibration as it's moving up from your from the water that you're holding in your hand. This vibration continues to move up your arms and into your shoulders. And now you can feel it moving up into your head. Stay with that vibration. Stay with that living water. This is the spirit of the water coming to life for you. I'd like you to now hold this ball of water that you have in your hands. I'd like you to lift it up into the air above your head. So you're standing at the shore of the water and you're holding this ball of water up to the universe, up to the skies. And you can feel that that ball of water starts to absorb even more healing grace from the universe around. And as it absorbs more of healing grace, it even starts to glow. And you can see that ball of water in your hands that you're holding above your head begin to glow. And as it starts to glow, you can feel that vibration of this universal energy completely embrace your physical and non-physical self. And now what I'd like you to do is bring that ball of water back down to hold it in front of you. And as you're holding that ball of water in your hands, I'd like you to start slowly walking into the water. As you walk out into the water, you can feel the sand or the mud, whatever it is, beneath your feet. You can feel the water that's lapping up against your legs. You can begin to feel connected to the vibration of the water around you. Your body is now vibrating with the universal rhythm of the water you are holding in your hands and the vibration of the water that's touching your body. I'd like you now to bend down and release the water that you have in your hands. Release it into the water that's around your body. You can feel the two just merge. You can feel the two melt together. You can feel how the union of the two waters further illuminates your body inside and out and further illuminates the water that you just put your ball of water into. Now continue to walk into the water a little further until you're at a comfortable level where you just feel comfortable to just lay down in the water with your face up towards the sky. And for a few moments, I want you to just float in that water, feeling everything you feel and connecting to everything around you. Feel how your body has become a vibrating conduit of divine healing grace. That grace is now rippling from your body into the water around you. It's sending the vibration of love and kindness, the vibration of healing and nurturing, the vibration of peace and harmony. And it's sending that from you into the water. And as you experience this feeling, you recognize that you are experiencing that the entire material world is nothing but vibration. And love is the highest vibration. When we experience this, we are witnessing what it means when we say that there is a oneness of existence. When you experience the reality of water, you also can feel the reality of your own heart and mind. And now I'd like you to take a moment to send a personal message to the water and to all beings of the water and all beings of the planet and all beings and life forms of the universe. Send the message that you want to live in peace and love with everything. Send a message that you want to live in harmony with water, with everything. Feel the message. Tell the water that you want to learn all the mysteries that it has to teach us and feel its response to you. Now just float for a few moments and feel the communication with the water inside you, the water outside you, and feel that exchange of love. Allow yourself to be completely absorbed in these vibrations. Now, allow the messages from the water to be imprinted into your consciousness as well. Take these messages to heart. Allow yourself to feel the message of love coming from the water and all the sea creatures. And know that we want to be part of the transformation and are very happy to have this relationship. They know that. We need to know that. It's time to get out of the water. So I'd like you to now to stand up in the water and begin to walk back to the shore. Once you arrive back at the shore, is take one more moment to turn around and face the water and send the water your blessings and your regards once again. As you turn to walk away, you realize you just experienced how everything that exists is alive, and everything that is alive and exists has a spirit, and we are all one. That's all. Mary?
Yes. I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay.
Wow.
It was silent. I thought, oh my God, did I lose everything?
No, I think everybody is still kind of coming back into their bodies.
Okay.
Needing to get back and kind of wiggle your toes and your fingers and move around a little bit in your chair. And open your eyes, and I'm going to unmute everybody. Hold on. That was beautiful, Carol. That was lovely. I felt totally merged with the water.
Good.
Okay, I think we're all here. If anybody would like to share anything or say anything to Carol, feel free to do that now.
Hi, here's Deepa from Island. Thank you so much for that beautiful season. I was on North Beach. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Carol. I have a forest area I walk in regularly, and it's really in a lot of need of help. And I really feel this morning when I walked there, they knew it was coming because I got a lot of blessings. And just thank you for helping me send a lot of healing into the forest where the waters are really murky, and it's beautiful. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Hi, Carol. This is Wendy from Florida.
Hi, Wendy.
And I wanted to thank you especially for the earth connection, that earth chakra connection. That grounded me in the most beautiful, sacred way that I was totally present in the space that I envisioned about being on this big rock and then climbing down the rock to get into the lake or pond or river, whatever it is. It just, oh, my gosh, it was just amazing. That ball of light, it's really, really, really powerful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thanks to Mary, too, holding the space.
This is Robin from California, and I'm still quite out there, but I would be remiss if I didn't announce to everybody that tomorrow at from 2:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern time, Tom Kenyon is having a worldwide global meditation. You know, he's very concerned about what's going on in the environment and the waters. And I would encourage everybody to participate from anywhere that you are and just go on TomKenyon.com, and there's a little 12-minute meditation to listen to during that half hour and just, you know, feel like you're at your crown chakra and, you know, that you're sending love to the world.
What was that website again?
It's TomKenyon.com.
.com, okay.
It's KenYon.
Thank you. Thanks for announcing that. I love his work.
Could you please do a little more to bring us back? I'm still pretty far out there.
That's Sandy.
Thank you.
Sandy, are you out floating over the Grand Canyon?
No, actually, I'm at Oak Creek Canyon. So,
Oak Creek.
Yeah, so can you just do a little more to bring us back? Thank you.
Carol, do you want to do that? Or?
Oh, like right now?
Yeah, I think she's feeling like she really needs some help to get back in her body. So get people a little grounded.
Okay, sure. All right. So what we're going to do is as you walk away from Mary,
I'm going to go ahead and mute everybody, and then if you can star six yourself, Carol, because I think you called in on the regular line.
Thanks.
So hold on. Yeah, go ahead, Carol. Star six.
Okay, so I'll put an addendum on this. And so what I want you to do as you are walking away from the water, last we spoke, I said everything that exists is alive and has a spirit and that we are all one together. So I'd like you to walk back onto the shore, and I'd like you to sit down on the ground. I'd like you to take three deep breaths to come back into your body. Feel the vibration again, stirring, going up your spine. Bring your mind back into current time, into the moment right before, right in this moment. Take another deep breath. Move your hands. Move your arms. Move your head from side to side. That initiates a lot of that spinal column fluid to begin to vibrate and move up and down again, brings you back into your body. As you're sitting there on the shore, move your feet. Now stand up. Take one more breath. Open your eyes. You're now back in your body in present time. Look around your surroundings. Connect with the surroundings that you're in at this moment. And have the recognition that what you gained from the meditation will stay with you. It will stay with the global waters, but you are back in present time.
Thank you,
Carol. I hope that worked.
Yes. Hold on. I'm going to unmute everybody.
Okay.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome.
What do we do about this lovely energy thing that's going into the ethers and down into the earth that just stays there?
Yes, that's actually something that I practice connecting with every day, every morning.
So we don't have
whenever
to bring
I think
it
of
back.
It. No, it's really very wonderful to keep that connection going because it keeps the energetic lines that carry that universal vibration, it keeps them straight.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Hey, anybody else have anything you'd like to share before we say goodbye?
Thank you very much from Amsterdam, Holland.
Oh,
thank you.
Aloha, this is Donna from Chicago. Carol, thank you so very much. I found myself in a very unique place. I was in the waters of Rico Rio de Janeiro, which you realize have been really contaminated. And the Paralympians were getting very physically sick from their competitions there. And I felt a clearing of that. That had peace, brought peace to the water. So I feel very joyful about this. Thank you so much.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Hi, Mary Gittin. Jamie here. I just wanted to share this great fruit flower essence, that it helps. What it says is better communication between dolphins and humans will also be noted if humans use this essence in communicating with dolphins. The vibrational rate of thoughts that creates a resonance between humans and dolphins is enhanced. It also helps with balancing cranial plates, which is interesting because I thought of Up Ledger working with dolphins and cranial sacral work.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that.
That's grapefruit essence?
Yes, flower essence.
Wow, cool.
I know you work with flower essences. I read it out of this beautiful book that was published in 1984, I believe, called Flower Essences and Vibrational Healing.
Uh-huh.
It's a really amazing book.
I'll have to see if I can get some of that.
Yeah, yeah. I get things from Pegasus.com.
Mary,
I
make some, so I've got it here.
Ooh, Carol's got it. Okay, fabulous.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and
thank you
for everything. So
thank you.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, bye, Carol.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know what's happening with this line. I've never had that kind of feedback.
Boy, I've been having a hard time hearing what people are saying.
Yeah, I know. It's all feedbacky, so I think
yeah.
Just say farewell.
Yes.
Take it out into the world. Put
okay.
It in the water.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Three.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Blessings, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.